Welcome to the Holy Raw Nutrition Podcast with me, Isabel Blill. If we haven't had the pleasure of meeting yet, I'm a small animal naturopath and certified carnivore nutritionist. Just like my one-stop holistic pet shop, this podcast is all about providing you with easy access to incredible holistic advice for your beloved animals. My goal is to empower you as a pet owner by sharing expert interviews and valuable knowledge that will equip you with the tools you need to make the best health choices for your animals. These podcasts are not intended to diagnose, treat, or prescribe. Instead, they are a resource to expand your understanding of holistic approaches and raw nutrition for your pets. So let's dive in and embark on this exciting journey of holistic pet care together. Hello, hello. It's Isabel here, your host on the Holy Raw Nutrition Podcast. And welcome back, beautiful people of the Holy Raw family, to another amazing episode just for you and your pets. So today is episode number 8, and we have a super special guest. Very excited to introduce you guys to him. And we're going to be talking about mushrooms for your pets. This is so exciting for me because I've been really diving into the topic of mushrooms for myself, for my dog Ayla, and it's been such an amazing journey. And today you're going to be tuning in to a podcast that I recorded with Brett, who is the co-founder of Mindful Meds. So he formulates special mushroom and herbal blends for people. And we're going to be diving into mushrooms, their uses, the benefits. So I welcome you to listen to the recording. It is a little bit echoey, but bear with us because this is going to be such an amazing podcast and I'm sure you're going to get so much out of it. So I hope you enjoy and here we go. Hello, hello, and we're back. I know a lot of people are learning about the reaping benefits of mushrooms. I want to know how they can share those same advantages for their dogs and cats. And we'll be covering the use of functional and medicinal mushrooms today, what they're commonly used for, and how our pets can get the same benefits. So I'm super excited because today I actually have my first ever guest on the show. I'm super excited to introduce you guys all to Brett. Brett is the co-founder of Mindful Meds. If you guys haven't checked them out, I strongly recommend doing so, where he specializes in formulating mushroom blends with plants and herbs. Brett has been studying mushrooms for over 10 years and how they can be used for healing and optimizing the body. So welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. What a great intro. I'm honored to be the first guest.
Yeah, I know. I thought you would be like the perfect first person to be on the show because how we met, and I totally believe in what you're doing and what you have to offer. And I just remember like the first time we met, there was like, oh my God, we're passionate about the same herbs and we're speaking the same language. And I was like, man, you would be like the perfect person to get on the podcast because like you have this same knowledge and more as far as herbs go, and then plus the mushroom side. I think that's so exciting.
Yeah, thank you. No, I'm stoked to be here. Yeah, how we met. We met at Linking Awareness, which I thought was a year ago, but
yeah, we covered that pretty quick. It was not a year ago, actually. It was like 6 months ago. Yeah. So good. Yeah, so Linking Awareness Journey, should we kind of tell a little bit about
that? Sure, yeah. Linking Awareness, our friend Lucia has this beautiful program. You went and did Linking Awareness 1, 2, and 3. I'm doing 2 and 3 this year, but I was only able to make the first one. But yeah, we went and it's this magical 3-day course and of diving into field, intention, how this all, and you know, it's funny too, I never thought about it until now, but it's the first time I really started to relate with the animal concept. And I didn't really realize what anxieties and how our animals hold our ailments and how close, and it makes perfect sense. But I learned that there, and it's so fitting to be talking about how mushrooms can help animals, because it's something that I'm new to, but it makes total sense. And going through the data and seeing what's going on out there right now is so cool.
Yeah, 100%. I'm really excited to share that with the guests too. Yeah. But yeah, it's linking awareness sharing was really cool. So basically it's intercellular communication with nonverbal sentient beings. And so it's that connection with animals and plants and all sentient beings. So that was a really powerful place to meet and network. And so it was really cool meeting you there.
Yeah, it was so cool. We met right away.
Yeah.
Right as I walked in, zip up to the gate.
Yeah, 100%. Hey, I'm Brett. Hey, I'm Izzy. Then we were just talking about ashwagandha and went, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm still vibing with this human being. He's so freaking awesome. Instant friends.
And now you came out to visit us here in the Okanagan, and we're recording this at our place in Lake Country.
Yeah, yeah, Lake Country, British Columbia. That's where I am right now, guys. Now, I want the guests to know about how did you get into the mushroom world? How did that path start for you?
Yeah. So I actually went to school for business and then power engineering. My dad's a big marathon runner and bike tourer and stuff like that. And he loves the distance, pushing the limits, training and adventure racing and stuff. So I'd always ran more half marathon stuff growing up, and lots of trail running and training for hockey and stuff. And then actually what happened was I was a poor student. I gave him one of those, when you give your parents those gift cards that say, I owe you one back massage or one whatever.
Yeah, for as a gift, instead of going and getting them, you'd handwrite them a little something.
Yeah, exactly. So I did one, I will run one ultra marathon with you. And he saved it for probably 5-6 years before he dropped it on me.
Wait, do you want to tell people how many kilometers the ultra marathon is?
Yeah, this one was the Golden Ultra, and that one was 60 kilometers through 60. Kicking Horse Mountain. So it was 2,400 meter elevation, and definitely tested me.
No kidding. 60 kilometers, catch me at 2 and I'm on the floor maybe.
These long legs, your legs are a bit shorter.
Yeah. 3 steps is 1 step for you. So you saved the coupon.
Yeah. But prior to that, I had started running some marathons and stuff like that. So I'd actually found these mushrooms, Cordyceps sinensis, and they were quite hard to source. It would have been 2009. Mushrooms weren't so popular back then. And these Cordyceps were helping with my longevity, helping with my recovery. I was all of a sudden had more endurance, and I knocked 10 minutes off my 10K, and I was like, something's going on here. And I started going down a rabbit hole of, that's where I found Paul Stamets, and I read all his books. And then I just fell in love with these mushrooms and all the health benefits. And then I got into lion's mane, and I was feeling that clarity. And then when it came to that, when my dad asked me to run the ultra, I started to train longer distances. So then I was really utilizing lion's mane, mostly Cordyceps, lion's mane, and a little bit of chaga. And it was helping me huge. And I just continued to. And then at that time, I started to switch to a whole food diet. And I was coming off, I was doing a lot of training in the gym and stuff, but I was taking No Explode and these proteins and stuff like that. And then as the more I found these natural remedies, the more I just felt better and better. And then so I started to go into a whole food diet. And that's when I found the plants and the herbs. And I would just always make my mushroom stuff in my smoothies, and I'd have a morning smoothie and afternoon smoothie, and it was just a game changer for me. So it was always a passion. Then I would read studies, and there's just studies coming out now in North America, but there's the Chinese and Japanese have been using these mushrooms and remedies for thousands of years.
So there's
tons of stuff when you start to dive into it. And Yeah. So it was just always a passion. And I always dreamt of starting my own mushroom company. And then I was actually in the process of starting a functional mushroom company. And I was involved in this microdosing study. And at the time, I was going through a real rebirth and finding new self. I was in this microdosing trial. And I was also wondering, I guess, to rewind, when I got into college, I'd always struggled with sitting still. And then So I got diagnosed with ADHD, but I didn't want to, at that time, I had already found the whole food diet, so I didn't want to take any pharmaceuticals. So right. I was just, navigating it and toughing it out. But this, the microdosing, really all of a sudden I could compartmentalize stuff. And And I would look through and I'd be in this flow state. So I was like, fine, 2 books. And that was like so new for me. And then what was cool is on my days off, that wasn't going away. It was just a tool to help me train my brain. I've been off microdosing for a little while and I cycle in and out on it. But it was this real pillar in helping me train my brain. So that's how I got involved with Mindful Meds, is I came in with the functional expertise and knowledge. But that's, just from studying and I've taken several different mushroom courses and stuff since, but that's also just trialing on myself and seeing how these, and the power that these plants hold.
Amazing. So that's how you got into Mindful Meds. Tell me a little bit more about that.
This was right before COVID. Mental health was becoming a real crisis at that time. It still is today. We were doing these trials with this therapist, and even that was a little bit pretty cusp for the time.
Just going back here for a second, your study for the microdosing, that was with Mindful Meds.
Yes, and I was just a participant though.
You were a participant.
And I came in after.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
And I brought the functional side of things.
Amazing.
Yeah,
and then that's how you became the co-founder.
Yeah, so that was more, it was more just at the time, it was just a study and a vision, but with the climate and everything, the climate we still have. But then since there's just this real need for the medicine. So that's when Mindful decided to start being able to make it accessible for people in the communities and here in BC, and then it's kind of blossomed from there. And then the functional side of things is where I've built my blends, and it's been that in itself too. It's not just psilocybin is a tool, just like any other mushroom is a tool, and all these blends I think hold these beautiful tools for us in our healing and just taking that edge off and finding the power we have inside us.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I love that. And I think that's like the biggest thing right there is like, it's a tool, right? Yeah, it's not like making a claim of like, it's the cure all. Like, it's really a tool for like where the individual is at in their life. That's just why I love your approach so much too. It's just honestly so amazing because it really should be a tool, but like, it's such a whole food supplement. It's not synthetic. It's real food. And you're using that as a tool, like from nature. It's the most important thing.
Yeah. Mushrooms are really cool because they bring these polysaccharide and beta glucans and these different amino profiles that we don't necessarily get from our everyday food. So that's why mushrooms can be a really helpful supplement to add into our daily routines.
How do you guys source your mushrooms, and what would you say makes your product the best quality product?
For me, I was always on the lookout sourcing the best mushrooms I could, and aware of the mushroom companies that are using fillers and these things, because I've always just been an advocate and passionate about it. So I've taken that same when I'm sourcing mushrooms for anything that I do, is always looking for the best quality mushrooms that are grown organically, and then also are being tested for quality, and depending on the mushroom, where are these polysaccharide levels at, where the beta-glucan DMB glucan levels, for lion's mane, for example, and for cordyceps, like the adenosine and stuff like that, and the cordycepin. And so where we source our mushrooms right now is through a company called Namex, and they have a farm in the Himalayas where all the mushrooms are tested. And that's where I've found the highest quality mushrooms as far as the nutrients that I'm looking for. So
cool. And like fake fillers, I don't think people understand what that would mean with mushrooms.
It's not as bad as it sounds, but it basically, there's kind of a big discussion in the mushroom community, and still seems to be a big debate of the mycelium having the same as the fruiting body. And so Paul Stamets has done some tests that actually have some really amazing data on it. But that being said, when they're grown on, say, an organic rice bed, brown rice bed or something, if they're saying that it has the mycelium mixed in with the fruiting body, that could also be the rice, that they've just all blended it all together. That's where it's important to look at the data sheet, because then you're testing it to see. So that would be a lot lower levels if they're blending it all together and not. It's hard to say with the mycelium, as the mycelium may. I'm neutral on the topic. I'm a big fan of Stamets. I've read all the studies and the data that they have, and the data shows. So to me, are mushrooms, we have our only fruiting body, just because that's the highest level beta-glucans, the highest level polysaccharides that I could find in the highest quality mushrooms were the ones with the fruiting body. Host defense, what Paul Stamets' mushrooms that they grow all theirs, so they know how they're pulling the mycelium, how they're mixing it in. So they're a bit different and allows them to do that. So it's just something to be aware of in the industry as it's a way to stretch the product.
So like basically you're saying that there's some companies out there that say it's the mushroom, X mushroom, but it's really got like ground up rice, for instance, with it.
Yeah, and it'll say like other ingredients, and it'll say like, and that's normal, right? Because they got to grow it on a bed of some kind. This could be wood bark, or this could be brown rice is another one, or husk sometimes. And yeah, it's just like, then I would, if you're a little wondering, I would ask the representative if they knew what percentage the beta glucans were and these kind of things when you're looking at the mushrooms.
That's a really great thing for people to know, because also something people don't really know is what beta glucan is and polysaccharides are good for. But I think those are like the two main components that really make a mushroom good for the immune system and good for cancer and stuff like that. Yeah.
Basically, without getting too deep on the science, these are like all amino acid proteins. So like that help ignite these parts of our nervous system. So then that's what's giving it that boost.
That's why those two things are like important for when you're looking at quality mushrooms. Okay, cool.
And all these things are things that we produce in the body naturally, and what mushrooms do is they seem to just provide that spark and that boost. But all this stuff, right, is we have our internal pharmacy of everything that we already produce. Sometimes we're just lacking because of certain ailments or certain inflammation or whatever, so that's where it's that giving it that boost, but nothing that we ever become dependent on. And also why we've talked about this about cycling your supplements and stuff like that.
100%.
And as a naturopath, you know, we have this internal pharmacy. We're producing these things already, but if our gut health's off or stuff, it can help to have these boosts within our food and our flora and stuff like that. So it can be really beautiful that way. And then I guess with pets, you're all mushrooms, I understand, need to be fruiting body too, right? And grown out in the wild.
Yeah, from the knowledge that I've read so far, I'm definitely not a mushroom expert, but I have been using mushrooms for sure. And I can't wait to talk about all the different benefits for them.
It's cool to be able to relate it to, because I think it's something I love so much that it can be, like we talked about in making awareness, where it's something, you know, that you can take for your pets, but also you can take yourself.
So yeah.
You guys can heal together, which is so beautiful.
100%. Yeah, totally. Definitely from what I've read, the mushrooms that the other supplement companies are doing is definitely the fruiting body for sure.
Yeah, that's what I picked up on from more research I had looked at.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So what are your top five favorite mushrooms?
My top five favorite. So the Cordyceps sinensis, for me, they're hard to source. The ones that you see mostly around are Militaris. These are ones, Militaris is the same strain, but that's what's been grown in a farm, so it's like basically that. But the sinensis are actually wild grown and contain the highest amounts of adenosine and and cordyceps and create that drive and help with our ATP production, which is our muscle driver and recovery, and actually help enlarge the cells within the lungs, taking more oxygen. And so that's by far my favorite. Then lion's mane, I'm a huge fan of lion's mane. Mm-hmm. I find it really helps me with focus and clarity. And I think that overall immune boosting too, I find it to be a really helpful mushroom. I really also love stacking those two together, cordyceps and lion's mane.
Cordyceps and lion's mane?
Yeah, I find them to work really well together because you get the blood flow and boost with the cordyceps. And then that, when you're getting that blood flow in through with something like the lion's mane, which is helping with your nerve growth factor within the brain, that's really when you feel just that real focus in that flow state. Next is chaga. Chaga is one that I love. We were chatting with this the other day, the health within the spleen and the chi that this mushroom has. And it's this ancient mushroom that is so healing and so powerful. And it's something that I cycle through my routine pretty regularly, like every 3 months or so.
The king of mushrooms.
The king of mushrooms. And recently read some articles and studies around how it actually can help restructure your DNA, which is
Yeah, that is wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy I asked that.
Next, which is, really mixes in here with shiitake. Mm-hmm. Shiitake is so great for, it actually helps you produce lectin, which we produce naturally, but that's what we produce to create our white blood cells. So it's a great immunity booster and then super yummy, like great with butter and garlic and just as like an everyday awesome and like mushroom tacos, stuff like that.
Mushroom tacos.
One of my faves. Lion's mane crab cakes, I actually learned about recently.
Lion's mane crab cakes?
That's super good.
Okay, you're cooking for me next time.
And then my last one is turkey tail. Turkey tail is one that's become quite famous through Stamets and his mother using turkey tail as a tool within getting over cancer. This is super microbial mushroom. So it's what they've found is it helps with isolating that cancer. So it's a really good tool in going with the chemo. That one I find is just a great immune boost, but also that real cleanser, gut health.
Gut health, yeah.
Beautiful mushroom too. Like it looks like a turkey's tail.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's all blue and orange.
Well, I'm excited because I just got my first bottle of Mindful Meds turkey tail and I'm super excited to take it with Ayla.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm looking forward to hearing how that goes.
So excited. Those are the five,
Those are the five. Do you have five?
Well,
that's just for me to answer.
That's just for you to answer because I'm still exploring. But honestly, though, like I do love all the five mushrooms that you picked because I've actually been playing around with them and having my chaga hot chocolate, having the lion's mane. I've been taking that and I personally been feeling really good taking that one, like that mental clarity. Also, we were talking about how like I normally have a super crazy itchy left nostril.
Oh, that's right.
And like ever since taking, I've been doing a rotation between cordyceps and lion's mane. And like, not only is it giving me like that mental clarity and like feeling good, but when you told me you took cordyceps for working out, I tried it for working out.
And what'd you think?
Yeah, I felt really good, honestly. Cool. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, it's the first time I worked out like at a gym in over 2 years. So, but yeah, I got a good sweat going on. I was feeling good. I'm like, it must be the mushrooms. There's no way my cardio's that good. Honestly, when we had met at Linking Awareness, we were talking about Ayla's toe because Ayla's freaking toe would not heal. So Ayla had a broken toenail and she had it surgically removed because the quick was getting inflamed. So when that happens and the nail is like really badly broken, they recommend removing the nail. So that's what we did. And right off the bat, it didn't look good. And then over time, and also with like the odd time she got the bandaging off and licking it like crazy, she grew a really bad abscess. The vet wanted to amputate her toe and they thought it was cancer. So they actually did a biopsy on this growth. Oh, wow. And so they sent it in and my intuition was like, I think it's just aggravated, but they had me all scared that it's cancer. It could be toe cancer. We did x-rays because they said like the bone is probably bad. So they did the x-ray, came back, the bone is fine and healthy. They still wanted to amputate. I'm like, this makes no sense to amputate a perfectly healthy toe. Minus the fact that there was an abscess. So like I tried everything. And so what actually ended up helping was lavender essential oil to help bring that aggressive growth down. Mm-hmm. But after 7 months, it was taking so long for it to heal and it was still not 100% healed. And then that's when you'd recommended the immunity.
Yeah.
And then I was like, man, I should take this for myself. So this is the Mindful Meds Immunity. So I take it for myself, but I also gave it to Ayla for 30 days.
Yes.
And after the 30 days, it was finally completely gone. I felt like her body was just so exhausted from fighting so long that like it just needed that last immune boost to like really help fight whatever this growth was. And so finally the nail closed over and now her toe is like nothing ever happened.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah. So that's like, that was my first honest experience with mushrooms.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. And I was taking it for myself. And I even remember getting sick and telling you about it. And you're like, oh, are you taking immunity? I was like, oh, right.
Yeah.
And I took immunity and I honestly felt so much better within 2 days.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. You know, like I designed that blend when I was looking into that. I was fascinated by how our immunity, it all stems from our gut.
Mm-hmm.
And our vagus nerve is actually our second largest highway to our brain. So it's like this also, when your gut is unhappy, is also, that's a direct link to your serotonin and dopamine receptors. So like if your gut's unhappy and you're not, and you don't have that good gut bacteria, you're actually depleting your dopamine and serotonin as well. So there's been so many people that I've talked to that even before microdosing, where that would hurt their stomach, where I get them on the immunity for a month, and that actually does them a world of good, just getting that gut flora healthy, mm-hmm. helpingly clean out those large and small intestines, the liver and spleen strength, and that lectin production, and just focusing from that gut has been so powerful, and it's just got a little bit of black pepper to help with that taking in of the nutrients. And,
right.
And it's worked out to be so beautiful in that it's, yeah, it brings that gut health, but that, and that just stems through everything, and something like that, like what Ayla was dealing with, is it's so cool to see that worked the same in dogs as it does, because it's that.
Yeah, you're so.
In something hurting, not necessarily sick, but still getting at that bacteria, giving it that boost to overcome it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and it really, yeah, totally helped for sure. And I think like with the stress of that toe, like her gut was depleted, because stress will deplete your gut health. It was really interesting to see that boost. So yeah, that was really cool. I know like in the pet industry, there's like people that were concerned that mushrooms were actually toxic to pets, but holistic vets are saying like whatever mushrooms are good for you as a human, minus psilocybin, but the functional mushrooms that are good for you are good for your pets too. And that they show a lot of reaping benefits. Dr. Karen Becker's really big on mushrooms for pets. So is Dr. Martin Goldstein. These are two really awesome holistic vets. Dr. Martin Goldstein, I really love him. Also, I think Dana Scott from Dogs Naturally magazine.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure Dr. Patricia Jordan, too, is on board with mushrooms, because they're all part of the Dogs Naturally magazine, and they have a ton of articles on it. So it's really interesting. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to actually tell our guests about your 5 favorite mushrooms and how those specific mushrooms have been shown to benefit dogs and cats.
Cool.
So the first one you had chosen was the cordyceps, and
They actually have a lot of benefits that they can offer for our dogs and cats, such as immune modulating has been shown to help increase energy, anti-tumor, anti-inflammatory, it's full of antioxidants, has been known to help protect the liver, the kidney, and the lungs, and is used in the treatment of disorders and issues such as chronic kidney failures, helps support thyroid, support adrenal glands, and so much more. So Cordyceps has the affinity for the lungs, which can make a good supplement for dogs and cats with allergies to help promote healthy respiration, which I found super interesting.
Super interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and how much like all of those ailments, you know, blood flow and that flowing of those toxins out and how that helps.
And because of that flow, that does make cordyceps, from what I read, a warming mushroom because it produces heat through that blood circulation. The only thing I wouldn't probably recommend it totally for like dogs who are actually already really running hot. There's not a lot of dogs, not all dogs do, but there's just some hot dogs. So that might get them energetically warmer. Yeah, exactly. Hot dog. Obviously, this is not a mushroom that's recommended to feed to pregnant and lactating pets. No mushroom should be fed to pets that have allergies to mold or fungus. But other than that, it's shown to have a lot of really wonderful, wonderful benefits. I know, personally speaking, cordyceps kept my lungs top shape when I went for my jog. So then the next one you chose was lion's mane. Really interesting. One, again, like I've been personally using and feeling really great because I got so much on the go between having Lily and then my animals and running a business. And I'm just like, frig, I need some mental clarity. And so that's why I started taking lion's mane to like get that, right? Sure. To feel that. So I definitely do notice the difference because I was starting to get brain fog.
Yeah.
And I still have it sometimes for sure. But the lion's mane, I definitely did notice a difference.
Yeah.
So
that inflammation and, and that, blood flow with the brain throughout the brain. The brain there.
And it didn't get its name for no reason. Like it's a gorgeous mushroom. It looks like a lion's mane, literally.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. And it's been traditionally used in Chinese medicine for thousands of years. And some of the benefits of lion's mane is it's actually known as a natural antibiotic.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Studies have shown it may protect against dementia, anti-diabetic, anti-fatigue, neuroprotective, known anti-inflammatory and adaptogen that can help reduce symptoms of anxiety, can help improve brain function, anti-cancer properties, and so much more. Lion's mane can help improve the gut health, so 80% of our immune system relies on that gut health, and lion's mane is known to be a prebiotic, which feeds the beneficial bacteria in the gut. It's also been known to help repair the gut when dealing with leaky gut. So guys, this is a big one for pets with leaky gut, and then also, leaky gut can really resemble a lot like allergies. So in Dogs Naturally magazine, they also state that lion's mane has been shown to have anti-ulcer effects as well as help control IBD. Lion's mane is a very beneficial mushroom for both dogs and cats' immune system support and gut health support. Such a good one.
That's really interesting how it can work to help with that leaky gut and that being something that's so common within pets.
Yeah, and people too.
Yeah.
Like I for sure have leaky gut. I'm pretty sure everybody's got leaky gut. No, I was kidding. But I had leaky gut. Yeah, it's over now. It's over now. I don't have it anymore. Actually, I haven't had like allergies symptoms in a while. So yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Probably. So the shiitake mushrooms. These mushrooms are delicious. I love cooking shiitake.
Yeah, so good.
So good. So, and I'm going to eat more of it. Actually, after I did some research on pets, I was like, went straight to the grocery store and bought a bunch of shiitake and made like spaghetti with it. Anyways. Yeah,
so good.
Yeah, so you can find the shiitakes at the grocery store. These are nutrient-packed mushrooms full of vitamins, minerals, enzymes, fibers, amino acids, as well as antioxidants. And I was shocked with how many benefits there is to shiitake. But due to their high nutrient profile as well as containing beta-glucans, shiitakes are also known to have the following benefits. So it's known as an immune booster, hormone balancing, anti-tumor, maintenance of healthy weight, skin and coat health due to selenium content, And gut health as it can, it's good for the gut health as it contains prebiotics, cancer fighting properties, antimicrobial, and so much more. Shiitakes actually contain 30 different types of enzyme, which aids in digestion, from what I read.
Yeah.
This would make shiitake a natural source of enzymes, which are responsible for many tasks in the body. There was like enzymes are responsible for over 300 different tasks in the body.
Yeah. Wow.
When you have excess scar tissue, it's actually good to take enzymes because enzymes will help break down that excess scar tissue.
Wow.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So that I thought that was interesting that shiitake had so many enzymes.
Yeah. You know, I never even thought about that, but yes, that's awesome.
Yeah. Shared by the White Oak Vet scientists in one study found animals given powdered shiitake showed a 40% inhibition in the growth of sarcoma. So reduced by 40%.
That's amazing.
The lentinin, like you were mentioning, in shiitakes activated immune responses in the body fighting the tumors. In another animal study published by the American Association for Cancer Research, 10 mice suffering from sarcoma were given shiitake extract. During the study, 6 out of the 10 mice showed tumor regression.
That's crazy, hey?
Yeah. According to iHeartDog article, studies have been conducted on rats demonstrating how shiitakes can help maintain healthy weight in dogs and cats.
Cool.
Yeah, so
I imagine the enzymes would play a big role in that as well, right?
Exactly, exactly. And also because shiitake is known as a hormone balancer and good for the thyroid, I think it was saying, right? That's curious. Yeah. So I found it really interesting how shiitake themselves can contribute to the maintenance of healthy weight. So I found one study tested out this benefits of shiitake on rats. The rats taking a high dose of shiitake mushrooms had a 35% less weight gain than the rats taking fewer mushrooms. The rats with the high dose also had less overall mass. Thus, the researchers believe the mushrooms have a similar effect on other mammals because of the items inside of the mushrooms.
Cool. Do you know mushrooms actually have similar DNA to us than rats?
Isn't it like by 30%?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Isn't that wild?
So wild. It's so crazy.
It's just a fun fact.
It is, yeah. So like no wonder we can actually receive the benefits from the actual mushrooms.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot we don't know yet. There's some definitely interesting crossovers for sure.
I can't wait for more research to come out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Watch us in 10 years.
We'll be flying.
We'll be flying. Our houses will be floating. All right. So chaga, immune regulating. So this one helps balance the immune system. It's not more of, it's not an immune booster. So they will either boost the immune system or slow it down depending what the body needs. Anti-cancer, antioxidant, because it's loaded with the polysaccharides, anti-inflammatory, antiviral, known to help regulate blood sugar levels. This could be beneficial for pets with allergies. And according to Dogs Naturally magazine, they share a study that there are anti-tumor effects are described as pro-apoptotic, meaning they promote cell death in cells that are a threat to the body while leaving healthy cells alone, selectively targeting and killing cancer cells. They've also been shown to help reduce toxicity after traditional radiation or chemotherapy treatments.
Yeah. So you think about the chaga, how it works in nature too. It will grow on these birch trees, and it's where these trees have been pulled by a bear or something.
Injured the bark.
Yeah, the bark is injured, and they actually grow over like a scab on the tree and stop the tree from bleeding sap or dying around that area. So they actually work as like a bandage in nature as well.
That's really interesting. Like when we had a friend ask us, how would it work in nature?
That's right.
How does it work in nature?
Yeah.
Interesting. So turkey tail. Especially known for its ability to reduce tumor growth and anti-cancer properties, also anti-inflammatory, antibacterial. There's a theme going on here with mushrooms. They seem to be like all anti-cancer, antioxidant. Yeah, lots of anti-inflammatory. But anyways, turkey tail is also an antibacterial, fights infection, including warts. Did you know that?
That's why I'm wart-free.
I'm not. I got warts at the bottom of my feet.
looking at the turkeys, yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm like excited. I'll let you know in like 30 days if I see a reduction. I'm gonna like start measuring them now.
Please do. You'll have to let everyone know on your next pod.
It treats ringworm. I definitely don't have that, so that's good. But so it treats ringworm, antifungal, supports the body's detox process. That's a good one. Neuroprotector, promotes healthy cell growth, liver and spleen support, and so much more. This mushroom is a real super mush. One of the most interesting things I found about turkey tail is its ability to fight yeast.
Yeah, that's super interesting, right?
So interesting, because like minimum 60% of my clients have pets with yeast. Turkey tail mushrooms can help crowd out yeast by feeding beneficial bacteria colonies. This also ramps up the immune response to fight against yeast. This makes turkey tail good for yeasty pets. A 2012 study published in Evidence-Based Complementary Medicine looked at the effectiveness of turkey tail mushrooms in treating dogs with hemangiosarcoma. It's a vascular cancer with a high rate of metastasis.
That's
so
pretty close.
Spreading to other parts of the body. So this is actually a very aggressive cancer that's primarily found in the spleen. Even when the spleen is removed, the prognosis is still poor in dogs with this type of cancer. The median survival rate is from 19 to 86 days, with less than 10% of dogs surviving past 12 months. Wow. So this is where it gets interesting. In the study, they gave PSP from turkey tail mushrooms to dogs from a teaching vet hospital. All dogs were diagnosed with hemangiosarcoma. The dogs underwent a double-blind study with no concurrent treatments. When the results were analyzed, the researchers found the dogs given PSP had a much longer time until metastasis, and survival time increased with the size of the dose. So survival time with no treatment was 86 days. Survival time with 15 milligrams per kilogram per day turkey tail was 117 days. And survival time with 100 milligram per kilogram per day turkey tail was 199 days.
Wow.
So just with turkey tail.
So it sounds like they've actually extracted the PSP from the turkey tail.
Is what that's saying.
Is what they're referring to. But that's still super cool. The PSP and the PSK is the two parts that seem to really help with the in the cancer studies, along with from the turkey tail itself, but so taking it as a whole or isolating it in the PSP. I know that's something that the Japanese had done initially.
Like way back.
I think that was probably in the 90s.
Okay, so that's super interesting. So PSP is like a component of the turkey tail.
Yeah, it's a makeup of polysectide polypeptides, but there's basically five of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the PSP is that component, and the PSK is the colloids, I believe.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So that is like what I found as far as your five favorite mushrooms and the benefits for pets.
Yeah, amazing. Thank you. That was tons of fun. It's really interesting to see that these mushrooms have been... You mentioned how there's this theme with mushrooms, and it is really interesting how these mushrooms tend to have these overlying areas where they have these similar polysaccharides and these amino profiles. So then, yeah. Then they have these certain different things that help, like the turkey tail with the PSP, or like the cordyceps with the cordycepin, and they just have these different, so they're very like, have that overall core. But then they have these different components, which I find super fascinating with mushrooms.
Yeah, totally. Because like you're saying, they have a lot of the same benefits, but they actually have some unique ones.
Totally.
Which will help you identify which one's best for you and your pets.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I always encourage all my clients to do your own research.
Yeah.
Don't just let anyone give you just any information. Like, go out there, learn some more. If you're sincerely considering mushrooms for your pets, I know I'm exploring it for myself and Ayla, and we are taking them together. Yeah. Not always the same ones, but
And that's a huge thing with, you know, all supplements, all naturals and stuff is we all, it's not a one size fits all model. Right?
Exactly. 100%.
Yeah. Like we all come from different heritage. We all have different daily routines, daily lives. Like some things are going to work for some people and they're going to work differently for others.
So exactly.
It's about making sure it works from a health perspective for you, but then also, yeah, figuring out where it works. Because also the time of the day that you're taking it and how is it after a meal, before a meal, like, and kind of figuring that out. And that takes just a little bit of trial and error. But once you get it figured is, and looking at that, I think just changing that perspective of it being a pain to it actually being a way of exploring yourself and learning more about your own personal health and what works for you.
I love that you mentioned that. It's so important because we are exactly that. We're all unique.
Yeah.
And our animals are too, and totally. Their needs are unique. So by finding someone, if you don't know how to identify, that's why you have mushroom pros who can help you, mushroom experts and or a naturopath for your pet or for yourself to, if you can't figure it out, but through your lifestyle, they can help identify which mushroom or what supplements or herbs would suit you best. Totally. Based on your individual needs.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
So I love that, using food as medicine.
That's it.
Yeah. Food as medicine. So I think that wraps that up. And I want the guests to know how it is they can find you.
Yeah. Like if anyone ever wants to chat mushrooms or has any questions about even like, you know, how it can work in with their own routine. Or, you know, I do not necessarily work with pets, but I'm learning more and more. And then now with our connection, it's something we can bat the ball around with for sure. And if you can find me on Instagram, I believe my tag is @Brellisley, or reach out via the Mindful website, my email and stuff. And then I also do a weekly show called The Mash, where once a week, we're just diving into new age science, psychedelic healing, natural healing, frequency healing, that kind of thing.
Love that.
Live on YouTube and Twitch. So that's my Instagram and in my bio.
Awesome. So guys, it's Brellisley. Am I saying that right? So on Instagram, Brellisly. That's how you can find him on Instagram. And then you can find him on YouTube, Mash.
The Mash on YouTube.
Thank you so much. It's nice to finally be able to get together and make this show happen. So
on. Totally. So fun. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Thank you.
And that's a wrap. I hope you enjoyed that podcast. Oh yeah, little side note. When I was talking about Ayla's toe, it's not an abscess. It was a growth. I listened to myself in the recording. I was like, wait a second, that's an abscess. Why did I say abscess? Anyways, so it was a growth and now it's totally gone. So I can't wait to actually share pictures about that because that was quite the journey that I really want to share a little bit more about. So anyways, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I know I had so much fun recording it with Brett. We had a couple good laughs. And yeah, so if you want to find us on Instagram, you can find us on Instagram or Facebook at Holy Raw Nutrition. So Holy Raw is HOLIRAW Nutrition. And if you have any questions or inquiries about anything that you heard about or just, you know, you want to learn more, you can email us at holyrawnutrition@gmail.com and ask for Isabel if you'd like. So our email is holyrawnutrition@gmail.com. Thank you so much. And we will catch you next time on the next episode on Holy Raw Nutrition Podcast. All right. Bye, guys. Here at Holy Raw Nutrition, we believe that nutrition is the foundation of health and that each animal is individual. We like to focus on each animal and their dietary needs to ensure optimal health and offer quality nutrition. Along with products, here at Holy Raw Nutrition, we also offer consultations, seminars, and holistic pet products to really help tailor to each individual pet's needs. To learn more, you can visit us at www.holyrawnutrition.com.
holyrawnutrition.com. That's spelled H-O-L-I-R-A-W nutrition.com. This information we share in this podcast is meant for educational purposes. Our goal is to spread awareness and education to help pet owners, but it's important to remember that every pet is unique and may have different healthcare needs. Please remember that this product is not a substitute for regular veterinary care or emergencies. Our top priority is to equip and empower pet owners with knowledge so they can make informed decisions about their pet's well-being.